Shaila is Pesach Sheni this year is Sunday night, Monday. Yud Dalet Iyar is Pesach Sheni. Shaila is, do you have to eat matzahs on Pesach Sheni? Zechinti matzahs on matzah on Pesach. Do you have to eat matzahs on Pesach Sheni? Is it a chiyuv? Maybe it's not a chiyuv. Maybe it's a mitzvah. Is it not a mitzvah? Maybe it's just an inyan. If it's not an inyan, is it an avera? Okay. There's four dots in it. Either it's a chiyuv, or it's a mitzvah, or it's an inyan, just an inyan, or it's an avera. Okay. Say it. So before I start, I'll tell you a ma'isa. There's a story. Ma'isa shari kachoya. There was a town, I think Minsk, a town in. There in Europe, and there was the minhag that they ate matzah on Pesach Sheni, and this shmuel went around and he said, "Rav Moshe Horowitz, if you learn Gemara, you know, times you see him in his pirush in the back of the Gemara. Rav Moshe Horowitz heard about it, and Rav Moshe Horowitz heard that the Chassidim were eating matzah Pesach Sheni, so he said, "Avada, shteit in pusik, shteit misho yotomi." If somebody is Tommy on Pesach Rishon, he has to eat Pesach Sheni, he has to eat Matzah. So that's what the Chassidim are doing. This is a story, right? This. So they told them, Rav Moshe Horowitz, "Ad kli kach, how much the derech of the Chassidim is Tommy?" So they keep saying, if they're not Tommy, so then it's the derech of Chayka. It's one of the two, either Tommy or derech of Chayka. Who says over this Maaseh? The stipler himself used to say over this Maaseh to his grandchildren, his brother Ochas, his brother Ben, this Maaseh. So, it's basically like everything in the Torah, there's always two schools of thoughts. And it comes down, boils down in here again to the difference between the Chassidisha and the Litvisha. We'll go through it slowly, and we'll come out with it. So first, yeah, this, very interesting. The Gemara says in Pesachim, the Gemara says, and we pass on this, that Matzah b'zmanazeh is deraisa, we're talking about Pesach, not all Pesach, yeah? Matzah b'zmanazeh is deraisa, and Mor is only derabanan. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? Just like by Mor, it says, Am matzahs mori mechlu, that the mechi of tea mori is only when you have korban pesach, so because there's no korban pesach. So that's why mori is, there's no chi of mori, so that's why mori is only the bon. It's the same with the matzahs, am matzahs mori mechlu. The chi of tea matzah on pesach is only when you got korban pesach, and since bizman azeh there's no korban pesach. So it's the same thing, so it should also only be medra bon. Yeah? So the Gemara says, no, matzah is different. Why? Because matzah, there's another pasuk that says, Be'erev Teichu Matzahs. There's another separate pasuk. Regardless, no shaychas, techoibas, to mitzvahs, achidas, kol Pesach. There's another mitzvah. There's a separate mitzvah, ti matzah as well on Pesach. Okay? So in other words, on Pesach, there's a chi of ti kol Pesach. If when you kol Pesach, you have to have mora and matzah with it. Now, that's one chi. Chi number two is you've got to eat matzah. You also, besides for eating Pesach, you've also got to eat matzah, right? Yeah? And the Rambam Paskel that on Pesach there's a mitzvah to eat on Pesach and a mitzvah to eat matzah. Now, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to eat called Pesach. And the Rambam doesn't say anything about eating matzah. Forget, the Rambam said when you come Pesach, you also have to eat matzah with it. But the Rambam doesn't give another separate mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. Yeah? Why? What's the difference? Right? Why by Pesach, normal Pesach, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah regardless if you have korban Pesach, if you don't? Why Pesach Sheni is different? Why Pesach Sheni, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah by itself? The chiyuv is only to eat it with korban Pesach. The teretz is, because when it says be'erev toichu matzahs, you've got to eat matzah also on Pesach night, it's only referring to Pesach Rishon. There's no chiyuv, we don't see in the Torah, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah as well on Pesach Sheni. There is a chiyuv to eat matzah only when you eat Pesach. But there's no chiyuv to eat matzah like we have on Pesach Rishon. To eat matzah because of the mitzvah of matzah. Regardless of if you're eating it together with korban Pesach. Yeah, clear? Mashenu Pesach Sheni, you don't see anywhere in the Torah that there's a chiyuv to eat matzah as a separate mitzvah. Right? That's the portion of Masbe. That's the portion of Ayah there. And the Rambam himself is marich a lot by Pesach Rishon, normal Pesach, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah by itself. Mashenu Mor is just eaten with the Pesach, but it's not chiyuv, it's an atzmoy. Right? Adkan, so the would sound like from here that even bizman abayis, when there's korban Pesach, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah mitzad matzah. There's only a chiyuv to eat matzah if together with korban Pesach, but there's no chiyuv mitzad eating matzah. So where does this come from? So that's clear. We established. We asked four dalim. Is there chiyuv? Is there mitzvah? Is there inyan? Or is there issa? There's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv, and there's no mitzvah either, because we don't have korban Pesach. So why should we have to have Why should I have to eat matzah? Yeah? Now, but there's a very interesting deal, very interesting shayla. That is like this. Now what happens if, let's say, Mashiach comes today? Let's say now Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash will be built for Pesach Sheni, right? Pesach Sheni, it comes Monday, the Beis HaMikdash is built, right? The Beis HaMikdash is built. So now there's a whole shayla poskim. If there's going to be, if we're going to be bringing Pesach Sheni or not, right? What's the shayla? The shayla is this, because Mavua, that there's only the din to bring Pesach Sheni is if a person was Tomei or if he was too far, he couldn't get into Shlaim on time for Pesach Rishon. Then you've got a leeway. You can come, there's another month later, you can do it, you've got a second chance. Okay? But this halach is only if there's only Yechidim. It's only when there's Yechidim. But if Rav Klal Yisrael were Tmeim or Derech Rechoika, there's no Pesach Sheni. Why? Because you're supposed to really be doing Pesach Rishon, correct. But you don't do too much specific, correct. So therefore, there's no Pesach Sheni. There's no Pesach Sheni. So now, Bizman Azeh, we're all Tmeim. All of us are Tmeim, right? The whole crowd of soul is Tmeim. So if we'll have a Pesach Mikdash or Pesach Sheni for Yud Dalet Iyar, there won't be Kom Pesach. There won't be Kom Pesach. But nevertheless, this is the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi brings from Yehuda. Shittas of Yehuda is not like that. And Shittas of Yehuda is that no. Even if Rav Klal Yisrael, or even all Klal Yisrael are Tmeim, the Gemara brings from the Yehuda that there is this to the Chovitz Pesach Sheni. And so Mavua, that in Psukim, in Nach, and in Divrei Yom, there will be Pesach Sheni. Okay, so it's Machlekes, it will be Pesach Sheni or not. Menachas Chinuch wants to say that it couldn't even be the Kol HaOlam will be Pesach Sheni. Why? Listen to this. He said this. When do we say that only when a small amount of people are Tmeim, they bring up Pesach Sheni, but if Klal Yisrael, Rav Klal Yisrael or Tmeim, there's no Pesach Sheni, is only if they're there in Yerushalayim. And they're there and they can bring the korban. And those people who are there, let's look at them. What are they? Most of them are Tmeim, there's no Pesach Sheni. Most of them are Torah, and there's only a few Tmeim, then those Tmeim can bring Pesach Sheni. You only look at those who are there. So it says Michas Chinuch, since most of Klal Yisrael are out of Yerushalayim, we live all over the place, and you're only looking at those who are there, those are mutim. Those, in comparison to whole Klal Yisrael, there's only few. Let's say Yerushalayim, there's 30,000, there's 300,000 Yid in Yerushalayim, but you've got millions of Yid in all over the world. So they are going to be a miut in comparison to whole Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Michas Chinuch wants to say.
Those who were Tumah that went up to Yerushalayim as well? I don't know, I'm curious. I don't remember.
When?
Yes. If you say
this man, this man, right? So maybe you want to make a zeicha. Now, listen to this. Monday. Now listen to this. We eat afikoymon on Pesach. Why do we eat afikoymon? Why is afikoymon? Why is it? So there's two ways of understanding what afikoymon is. The Mechaber takes on, the Bach takes on, got another tzad. Mechaber takes on that the kazayis afikoymon we're eating is not another kazayis for matzah. This kazayis matzah is a zeicha for Kom Pesach. You with me? So I'm eating now kazayis matzah. It's a zeicha for Yidin when they, the times of Beis HaMikdash, when they brought Kom Pesach. This they ate Kom Pesach. So we are going to eat matzah instead. Mm-hmm. Okay? Ad kedei kach that the Mishnah Berurah brings that it's good to have a second kazayis matzah. Why? Mm-hmm. To have in mind for the matzah that you eat together with Kom Pesach. Because the first kazayis matzah is a zeicha Kom Pesach. And then the second kazayis should be considered like the matzah which we eat always with Kom Pesach. You have to eat it with matzah more. Okay, so now, let's make a cheshbon. If you hold that if Pesach Sheni would come, there would be a Korban Pesach. So maybe we should be eating matzah as a zeicha for Korban Pesach. Right? Yichap? Yeah?
It's clear.
Zeicha for Korban Pesach Sheni. Because we would have been bringing Pesach Sheni. If Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. So maybe let's bring, just like, maybe let's have it, because it's matzah for zeicha for Pesach Sheni. Yeah? Is it clear? Mm-hmm. So now that might be a makur to why there should be an inyan. It's just an inyan to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. Now, but now the shayla is as follows. Right. Now, if you look in Arosh of Pesach in Korich, when we say Arosh of Pesach in Korich, what do we say? Matzah Moru, Oichel B'yach, HaKam Shema Matzah Shemurim Yechlu. So that pasuk, Matzah Shemurim Yechlu, is in Pesach Sheni. Exactly. It's not referring, so the question is, why is that God not bring the right pasuk? We're not in Pesach Rishon over there in Arosh of Pesach. Right, so the Mepharshim want to bring, the Mepharshim want to say that it's a raya because the Haggadah is being meramas to Pesach Sheni. That we want also maybe this year will be zoicha. Now we're coming to Pesach Sheni. Too late, exactly. So the Haggadah meramas, right? So that's what they bring down here. So the Haggadah bring down from the Belzer Rebbe. I don't know which Belzer Rebbe. It says Marash bells or Yeshua bells.
So we show them. Shalom as well then.
What?
Eat Mar as well on Pesach Sheni.
Yeah. Also, it's
Rashi
Mar
also on Pesach Sheni. Why?
Yeah. Okay.
Why not?
Right. So now, there's some type of ability more as well. Some type of ability more. Now on that, the abuse of Shalom Nathanzon. I don't know if you remember last time when I spoke here, I told the abuse of Shalom Nathanzon was against the Chassidim regarding the machine matzahs. They went against him, he was for it. He again over here argues with them. He says, no, there's no such shitta that holds, you're going to be Pesach Sheni. Okay, so they say that the shitta who does say that is referring to this Yerushalmi that brings a shitta that there will be Pesach Sheni, even though Rebbe kind of sort of me. So it's interesting that Gola brings down this. So this is now one Mekor to why there should be Minik. Now, where does this Minik come from? This Minik is it's not really recorded, it's brought down all the Tamid by Hashem Tov, they were noyeg to eat Matzah Pesach Sheni. Yeah, all of them were noyeg to eat Matzah Pesach Sheni. One of the sibbas is because of this. Now, the shayla is, let's now make a cheshbon. If you're eating this, as Zecher Kol Pesach, okay, so now we've established, there's a Talmud, why there's a nice minik, it's a geshma, it's a nice minik, why to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni? The shayla is, why do we eat it, for those who do, why do we eat it on Yom Yodalad? What happened? What's Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is Yom Yodalad was the carbon, and then when we eat it, they had to Leil Tezvov that night. And yet the minig is for a lot is to eat the dafka yom yodalad. Taka some chassidim have a minig to eat a leil tezvov. Some have a minig to eat yodalad. It's not clear what exactly. But why should there be a sibba why you should be eating a yom yodalad? Yeah. So this there's a few reasons. There's a few interesting reasons. One is a very interesting reason because it's al pi chassidish on the same mahalach. And that is because in these months we see that hachana is more important than a mitzvah. You see everything. So the shechitas is brought down. So the shechitas of Pesach is the achonah for the achira for that night. So maybe we prefer to make a zecher on the achonah of the mitzvah of sachira. We eat it then on the zecher. The whole thing is anyway a zecher. There's another interesting sibba that they bring from the Kli Chemda because there would have been a problem of Baal Tosef. Why? Because since it's not really Baal Tosef, but it looks like the problem of Baal Tosef. Because since Leil Tezvov is really a chiv to eat Pesach, when it works out, when you do what you need to do, right? When the Beis Hamikdash and you bring the korban, so made it by eating matzah, which is a zeicher for that, it looks like you're trying to mekane mitzvah, and it looks like Baal Tosef. So Mele, we don't eat to Leil Tezvov. So Mele, we should eat to Yom Yodalad, which is Bechlal, not the right Zman. And Mele, the rule is that when you're doing the mitzvah, Shalei Bezmano, it's not called Baal Tosef, right? If let's say tomorrow somebody decides to send a sukkah, it's not called Baal Tosef, right? Unless you have Kavanah to Mekayim, you have to have the Kavanah for it. But otherwise, it's no Baal Tosef, okay? There's another third interesting reason. Now,
do the women have to say
so? That's reason number one. No. Now that's reason number one.
Why do they say? Why do they?
Because they're here to be with the family. Now there's a reason number one. That's the reason number one. Now there's another very interesting reason. There's another very interesting reason, and that is as follows. Rashi brings, if you look in Parashas Beshalach, when did Klal Yisrael complain there was no food? Straight after the whole story with Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shira, there was Shira's Miriam, then they complained there was no water, and then straight afterwards, they complained there was no food. When was that? That was Yom Tezvov of Iyam. It was Yom Tezvov of Iyam that complained to him. Why did they complain? Why did they wake up then? Well, so Rashi explains.
The monks are still.
Because there was no one yet.
The matzah they have.
Exactly. So Rashi explains there was still enough matzah.
When was there there?
Yeah. Why was still enough matzah? Because Chazal said there was enough matzah which they brought out of Mitzrayim for 61 sudas. 61 sudas. Now, if you make a cheshbon, 61, if you don't include the night, that they left, means the night before they left. If you start from the day, 61. So you've got Tezvav, there's just one, and then you've got another 14 days, that's 14 times 2 is, is 28 plus the one of day 15 is 29 days plus ER, so the first, so 15 days of ER, that's 30. That's 30 and 29, I always make mixed up. The sum is 61 sudas, it was enough for 61 sudas. There was 32 for Nisan. Why? Because Tezvov, because from Tezayan, from Tezayan, that's right, it was 30 plus the one for Tezvov, which is 31. And then you got another 15 days of ER, which is another 30, because each day is two meals. That's 61. So it means it finished. If it had 61, so it means it finished. It finished. The 61 meals finished on Yom Tezvov. It means Leil Tezvov by night was the last one. Sorry, no. Right, so Yom Tezvov by night it was the last one, and Yom Tezvov in the morning it stopped. Okay, Yom Tezvov in the morning it stopped. I mean, the cheshbon, you see, that's how it works out. Okay, now that was why they started complaining, because this was now the first time. Hello, we have no matzahs left. It's finished. Now says the small bring down the Yavetz brings down. He says Giruli min hashemayim, the Megalat min hashemayim. And also the Ramah Mipano as well, which one of the Kadmoinim, he also says the same, but that's why this day was Nikba to be Pesach Sheni. Why was Pesach Sheni the same date as Pesach Rishon? Well, choose any date. Why? Well, because of this reason. Because this was the time when the moon started coming down, and the Ramah Mipano says the Torah says Baboso. No, but why the Torah
picked Pesach Sheni?
Yeah, wait, so why? That's right. Yom Baboso. So the Shechita was Yom Baboso, but the Achila was Yom Chamish also. So Yom Chamish also was the day when they started. So they ate Kom Pesach, the last meal, the last time they could eat the matzah, which they took out Mitzvah. And the next morning, Leil Tezvov. And the next morning, they're ready to eat from the mom. Right? And the Ramah Mipano says that the matzah that they ate together with the Kom Pesach of that night, it had also a tamon. This is brought down that the matzah had also a tamon. So it comes out, and Rashi also brings that there's a difference. Pesach Sheni to Pesach Rishon, that Pesach Sheni is eaten with chametz. Mashiach Pesach Rishon is only matzah. Why? Because of this reason. Because since Yom Tezvov, there was matzah for the night, but there was chametz, so to speak, it was mon really, but there was chametz for the day. So it comes out, this is the first day we had since Pesach, we had matzah and chametz mixed together. And that's why Pesach Sheni, the halach is, you can have chametz together with the Pesach. Because that's how it was the first time. That's what you think. So it comes out, this is another reason why should eat also matzah? It's brought down because there was the kedusha of the matzah was still connected to this matzah, because it was the same matzah came up as, and that's why it's eaten dafka leil tezvov. That's why it should be eaten leil tezvov. Why is there no need to eat yudalet? Because I can explain. Because maybe it looks like Baal Tosef, or maybe because they said because that different sibbas. Why they decided to push off and to make it go over to Yom Yudalet, right? Now, the very, very interesting, the Stipler used to eat it, the Stipler used to eat matzah, and the Chazanish never did. Yeah, why? The Chazanish says, because eating matzah, on, it looks like you're adding another mitzvah. It looks like you're making more mitzvahs, and it's not because of Baal Tosef, it's not because of the Stipler. Looks like, because the Stipler came from Chassidus Shecheda, came from, so Yitaka was made, but nevertheless, the Stipler still said a little bit of story that I told in the beginning about the Chassidim. It's interesting, because basically he wanted to point out, I'm eating matzah, yeah, because that's what I'm knowing. But don't think there's a chiyuv of the chiyuv gomo, you have to eat matzah. I don't know, Chaim Kanievsky, if he followed the Stipler or his uncle, the Chazanish. So that's because of the bottom line. That there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah, there is an inyan, and it might be an aveira, if you eat it on Yom, if you eat it on Leil Tezvov, it might be an aveira about Toysif. Right, explain it might be, but it's not of it. It's just because only near, right? So that's the makor for the minute to eat either the night or the day. It's not clear, but whatever the minute you do, if you do eat, don't eat, wherever it is, it's good.
Oh yeah.